they don't know about for decades, you know, into the usage of the medicine, it's dangerous. It's fairly dangerous, in my opinion. But even though it's not a new article, it is one that I think parents need to be aware of. Again, from Children's Health Defense, unsafe for kids at any dose. This new review of science supports a link between Tylenol and autism. Very interesting stuff. This post is from Reddit. It's from the Canadian subreddit. And I'm shocked somebody was even able to screen cap this before it got deleted, because this type of stuff is not permitted in the respectable circles of social media. It's from Our Canada. It's probably a throwaway account, because this person says, "I'm sick of the environment we've created. Maybe this is because I work in a college in Southern Ontario. Maybe this is because I'm a woman. It could be a number of things. But I absolutely detest the environment we've created. I can't go anywhere and not be bombarded with Hindi and whatever other Indian language drilling my eardrums. They stand in doorways with groups of 8 to 15 men. They stare at you if you don't wear baggy clothes. I'm currently sitting on a GO train and can't think straight because three massive groups are literally yelling across the train at each other in their own language nonstop, and I've had to move cars already. I feel this way at work. I feel this way going into Toronto. I feel this way in random towns now. People have approached me at work asking if they can fish the koi on campus. More than once, I'm tired of receiving questions about food banks. There's too many people simply not caring about our way of life and coming here to be disrespectful towards anyone else around them. I'm so tired of putting up with social acceptance when only one side is told to be tolerant. I mourn the multicultural mosaic we used to be. It was beautiful while it lasted." It was beautiful while it lasted. I don't know what people are expecting to happen. What do they think is going to happen? I had another post from an Indian person saying very simply, like doing the calculation and going, hey, in 4 years, there's going to be more Indians than Canadians in Canada. And then we'll kick out all the Canadians. Now, what do you think happens there? What do you think happens then? I'll tell you what happens. India happens. India just sort of happens like that. And there's a trend, a meme going around. It's not even a meme. It's just a thing. It's just a game, I guess, people play. You go to Google Street View. Maybe the crew can do this live. Crew, bring up Google Street View for India. And you look at a map of India and you try to drop a pin somewhere on India and try to find a Street View 360 pan around camera view where there's no trash, no rubble, no open defecation. Like, just try to find a pristine camera view on the streets of India, and you can't do it. You can't do it. And it's just miserable. It's just like everywhere you drop a pin, there's no grass, there's no plants, there's no animals. It's just like broken concrete and rusted metal. And she's like, is this what we want the world to look like? Because it's what the world is going to look like. It just is. All right, the crew's trying it now. Graffiti, trash everywhere. All right, can we pull out and do again? Can we just drop somewhere else? Just pull out and just anywhere else. I mean, look at this. Look, a billion people live here. And that's not great. I wouldn't want to live there. Personally, I wouldn't want to let stray dogs and or dead dogs just lying on the side of the road. I mean, it's a thing. It's not like, you know, you're taking the worst example of some ethnicity and then going, the whole ethnicity is like, okay, we've dropped in another random place. And it's just, again, just piles of trash. It's just a cultural thing. It's just, you know, a lack of care, a lack of concern, I'm sure there are wild places in India, but not anywhere the humans have made it. There's no grass, just a little bit of trash everywhere, just kind of covered in trash absolutely everywhere. And it's just like, why, you know, look at Haiti, any of these places. Yeah, we're actually playing live right now. And like, obviously there are some not so nice places of America, but at least every once in a while you get some nice. So this doesn't, well, the barbed wire. Okay. Well, I was going to say there's some grass there, but you know, what do you expect? What do you expect if you pick up everyone from India and move them to Canada? It's going to become India. It's not going to be a nice place to live. I don't think India is a nice place to live. I'm sure people love it. No offense if you're Indian. I mean, I'm sure there's great things about it. Don't get me wrong. I do actually enjoy human diversity, and India is an extremely unique place. But have you seen their rivers? Have you seen their rivers with the dead bodies floating around? Well, there's a nice big park. Oh, look, a holdover of, I'm certain, some colonial enterprise. Oh, look, it's somewhere where, you know, the colonial British built a cricket pitch, and it still exists. They're trying to eat the koi out of the koi ponds. We showed the videos of them using nets to scoop up the salmon in their ancestral breeding grounds. Is there some sort of a like eco-libertarian? Can I be an eco-libertarian? Can I be something like that? Where it's like, my government policy is whatever prevents our beautiful rivers from being replaced with literal rivers of trash. I like nature that is verdant and vibrant and healthy, not just like the occasional tuft of grass peeking up between the cement. So it's just, you know, the whole world's just going to be a favela, I guess, in 20 years. 20 years, 30 years? I mean, how long do we have before shantytown favela open air dumps are just everywhere, including Canada, including Australia, including America, including all of Europe? We were never asked, because the other inclination is to be like, well, you get what you, this is what you asked for. But it's like, people never asked for this. Nobody ever was asked if they wanted to just be in India all of a sudden. Nobody asked if they wanted to be one of 10,000 people on top of a train going God knows where. I mean, this is just happening. So here it is. Here's the GO train in about 10 years. Because, again, the people that are coming over, I mean, you just look at their posts. It's them just being like, yeah, we're taking over. We're going to kick out all the Canadians. Or there have been, it's not even like rumors or anything. It's like literally been litigated and adjudicated in courts where a company will hire an Indian CEO, and the Indian CEO fires all of the Americans, just outsources everything to India. And it's just like, yeah, I'm doing this for India. This company is now an Indian company. Thanks, America, for building and creating and taking all the risk to establish it. Now that it's successful, it's ours now. And people think it makes them a good person to allow this to happen. Are people seeking asylum from India? Crazy. Daniel Penny is also going on trial this week. Daniel Penny's lawyers will try to, quote, put jurors in that train car and ask, what would you do as trial begins, which is a bad strategy. Which is a bad strategy, I'll have you know right now, for a couple reasons. One of them being, there were a lot of people in that train who didn't do anything. And that a lot of people in New York. And this, again, it's sort of, it's the American mindset versus the non-American mindset. You know, in China, if you save someone's life, you are then responsible for them, and you basically have to, like, pay for all of their stuff from then on. Like, there's an idea out there, mindset, that is way more prolific and you know, evident around the world than our mindset. Our mindset is, if you see a crazy person threatening people in a subway, and you're a man capable of violence, it's your responsibility to go in and stop it. You're supposed to be like celebrated and honored for that. You didn't have to. You could have let that person terrorize the strangers. That's not your responsibility. But we think it's like you're like honor bound to do something about it. You're like a coward and a scumbag if you don't. That's not the way the rest of the world sees things. The way the rest of the world sees things is, hey, That wasn't any of your business. That wasn't any of your business, that conflict going on there. So the fact that you inserted yourself, you know, if you get hurt or something, that's because you're stupid. You should have just kept yourself. You should have just not worried about it. Same thing in China. You see, you know, an accident about to happen. You go and rescue that person. Well, you're kind of stupid because now you're on the hook. Now you're liable for that person for the rest of their life. We don't do that here. So, you know, it's not just the pleasant natural places that we're trying to preserve by maintaining our cultural heritage. It's like concepts like heroism and, you know, self-sacrifice and doing things that are good because they're good and for no other reason.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
The InfoWars system is very-